A Mystery of History, The Lost King. The English king, Richard III, was a mystery of history. Born in 1452, he died in battle 32 years later. One of the puzzling things surrounding Richard III was what happened to his remains. Unlike many other kings and queens, he had no official burial site or public grave. But, having been lost for over 500 years, the remains of Richard III were discovered beneath a car park in the city of Leicester. The remarkable search for the lost king was due to the work of an amateur historian, Philippa Langley. It was her never-give-up attitude that led to the discovery of Richard III's final resting place. As a film plot, The Lost King is a little unusual. After all, as Zoe Williams writes in The Guardian, it lacks the element of suspense, since, whichever way you cut it, we already know they find Richard III, and that he stays dead. Fair enough. We can't argue with that. But the film is really not about a lost king. It's about Philippa Langley's voyage of discovery. Throughout the film, she is both obsessed and determined to achieve her goal. Langley's search was not easy due to the fact that she was an amateur, not a professional historian. Her friends and family also found it hard to believe that she would succeed in her quest. And as you might expect, the experts on the history of England's kings and queens were sceptical. Why? Because she wasn't one of them. Richard III has an unusual place in English history. He was the subject of a famous play written by William Shakespeare. The play is thought to have been written sometime around 1592 to 1594, more than 100 years after the death of the king. By the time Shakespeare wrote his play, England was ruled by the House of Tudor. And so, it was probably politically correct, not to mention wise, for the great writer to portray Richard, who was the last king of the House of Plantagenet, as a bad king. In other words, a villain. It was perhaps his way to stay popular with the Tudors. Having died so young, and with his fate unknown, it is perhaps not surprising that many myths have grown up around Richard. How much of Shakespeare's play is fact or fiction, however, is still discussed. The play is certainly not a history lesson. Odd as it may seem, there is actually a group of people whose goal is to restore the public image or reputation of Richard III. But why bother, you may ask? After all, he's been dead for 500 years and was only recently discovered under a car park. Several Richard III societies exist around the world. Members see it as their goal to restore the reputation of the king. They perhaps feel it's about righting a historic wrong. Philippa Langley in real life is the founder of the Scottish branch of the English Richard III Society. The society itself has existed since 1924. As its website says, "Welcome to the Richard III Society. We have been working since 1924 to secure a more balanced assessment of the king and to support research into his life and times." The Lost King has certainly renewed interest in this historical figure. And at a time when Britain's current royals are not entirely popular, the movie may be a bit of much-needed publicity for the current royal family.